Daily Good News, Volume 2. Chapter 145. Don't try to understand everything. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Well, says one, I have yielded all I know. Well, now just take the other step, and yield all you do not know. When a person does that, is he poor, and miserable, and naked and blind, and does not know it? I say, yes, of course he is. But, thank the Lord, he has riches that embrace the universe. Says one, I cannot understand that. I cannot either, but I know it is a fact. Let us bear this in mind and never forget it. The further you go, the more you will see that when we get hold of the gospel of Jesus Christ just as it is, we find in every phase of it the mystery of God. At every point and in every turn you find a place and a situation in which all you can do is to believe that God is there. Let him go ahead and explain it. It will take eternity to do that. What he wants you and me to do is to be glad that we have eternity before us for him to explain it to us. God forbid that we should throw away eternal life because we cannot understand all that God understands. But, there is the same spirit again that Satan had to be equal with God and not submit unless we can understand all. Let that mind be put away. And let us believe the Lord, and let him take his own good time to explain it. Search me, O God, and know my heart, try me, and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.